There is a very big principle if we look at this, focus on this. And every person is accustomed to this or aware of this or used to this. That if a person is on a journey, if a person is on a safar, then he can only get to his destination, to the end point where he or she wants to get to, when that pathway, when that route has been explained or chosen, that this is the path, this is the road, these are the signs that will take you to your end point. And that person who follows that route, the predefined route or guidance and the signs, then alhamdulillah, that individual will get to that town or city if he sticks to the signs. Then the principle tells us in the world, people who commonly travel, they have maps or have signs or routes that they determine. They grab hold of that route, they'll get there. But if in opposition to that person, no, I'll follow my brains and my thinking and my thought process, then it's difficult. Then it's difficult for the person to get there. Yes, he can get lost, but it's difficult to get to the end point. So the better way, the sahih way, is the signs that have been told, the routes that have been defined, and the roads that have been given. Follow those routes. And this principle is not just for this world, but for the path of Allah. This is the same principle, that the path to get to Allah, which is called suluk. Yes, the pathway, which is suluk. Then the signs and the definition of the route and the maps that have been provided. If the person follows those, then inshallah he will get to Allah. But if the individual says, no, I'll follow my own thinking and my shortcuts and I'll follow my opinions and my thoughts, and he tries to get to Allah, and then he'll be like us, that person, the poor soul. Yeah, broken down. Forget about getting to Allah, he gets to another place. Yes, and he thinks he is on the right and I'm doing the right thing. Remember this asool, that we are all mashallah musafirs, journeymen on this path. So if we want to get to Allah, my friends, then take hold of this principle and solidify it, that the roadmap, the route that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us through the Quran and through the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has given us this path, defined it, then don't leave that route. Don't leave that way and you will not go astray. The question doesn't arise that you don't get to the point. This is the asool, the principle. The world tells us this. The people of the world and the principles of the world tell us this. Every day we hear things that if you go, if I want to get to my house, even from here, from this place, and I don't follow the defined routes and the roads and the guidance, I say, no. Today I'm going to go from the south and I'll go from this way, from another way. Then I think morning will come, but I'll probably be praying salah here in the masjid. I won't even be near to my home. So this is the route that I like. No, I'll go from here to, let's see what happens if I go this way. Will I get there? And one is the prescribed, predefined route, acclaimed, confirmed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He has defined the route and told us what to do, that is the right path of haqq, and a person will not go astray, he will not get delayed, and he will reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in opposition to that, a person who comes off track, goes to a separate route, a separate way in Islam, he is called the nafs prast insan. What is he called? Nafs prast, the nafs worshipper, or the one who follows his nafs, he follows his desires and not what Allah ta'ala said. An individual who follows his nafs, he doesn't follow Allah's advice, guidance and path, and he follows his desires. Doesn't matter how much he stretches and does wazifas, recites, sits on the mountain for days in isolation, does dhikr and does hardship and finishes Quran, recites as much as one tahajjud, ibadah, and he jumps on the roof of the Kaaba and does azan. But because he has left the path that Allah prescribed and he's following his desires, the question doesn't arise that that person will reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The question doesn't arise. And this is where shaitan makes that person lost. He's lost round and round. Nafs prast insan, who follows his desires. Today people say, please tell us tariqah, tell us wazifa, tell me a way, a method so I can succeed. Tell me something to recite so I can succeed. How can I get close to Allah? Tell me some method, some action, so I can quickly get to Allah Ta'ala's nearness and close to Allah. The asal, the genuine thing is bring yourself to the roadmap. When you bring a person to the roadmap, you get scared. Oh, no, that's too hard. Tell me another way to do it. And if you tell him to stay up all night and recite du'as and worship, recite, he'll do that. If you tell him big actions, worship actions, do this at this time, do this many thousands of tasbihs, he'll do it. But when we prescribe and advise each other to do the things Allah Ta'ala has told us, the nafs prast will go cool. He'll stop like and it'll deflate like a tire deflates. There's a waqia, an event. Has a Sheikh Sakhti rahmatullah alayh, great Sheikh, everyone's aware of him, Sheikh Sakhti. And there was a gathering of Hazrat Sheikh, like the gatherings of the Walis of Allah in the Khanqahs. And he was sat there, and he was with his murideen, his students. He was giving nasiha, advice to his murids to get close to Allah, how to do good things. And the Walis of Allah in their gatherings, this is what happens, isn't it? Where the Sheikh, he tells his students about the reality of life. He strengthens the imam, they strengthen their own iman, the wali, and they strengthen the iman of the students. And they're on the haq, the path, and the students who want to get guidance, they listen to the teacher. By chance, a person was passing. He was a very big king at that time, a leader at the time of Sheikh Sakhti, rahmatullah. You know the kings of that time, the noblemen, the so-called lords, how high they were in pomp and glory. And he was traveling past. He said, "Who's this?" And he was told that this is the gathering of a fakir. He said, "What's a fakir?" A wali. And his minister said, it was very difficult to explain to him that he was a friend of Allah. And they said, "Hazrat, that I'm explaining to you that if you want to get guidance and forgiveness of this and that." And he said, "What is it? Who's this?" He said, "These are the walis of Allah, and they sit down and speak good things, tell people good things, advices." He said, "Okay, let me see what happens today. Let me disembark from my transportation and attend this gathering." So the king, he went towards the gathering of Hazrat Sheikh Sakhti rahmatullah alayh. And I'm not saying this story. This Hazrat Fadl Ali Qureshi, our grandfather Sheikh, he narrated this. And don't think I'm a storyman. I'm a folk tale. I tell you folk tales. I share what our great walis have told us. It's not my habit to tell stories and jackanory. So the king went and sat in the gathering, and he was the fakir. He followed the path of Allah. He didn't see, "Oh, there's a king here now, or there's an important man here, or a minister." They didn't distinguish between one. They knew there's only one king, and that's Allah, the King of Kings. And for Allah's sake, they had the gathering. They didn't worry about the kings of the world. So he sat there quietly, and he learnt a few good things from what Hazrat Sheikh Saab was saying. So Hazrat's bayan was very beautiful at that time, very great, and from Allah Ta'ala's inspiration that Allah Ta'ala gave to him. And very fortunate is that person who comes to the gathering of the Wali Allah, and such a word or statement is said that the person then embarks on the right path. And this is according to timing and fortune. Doesn't take months and years. Fortune is that person, Allah sent him there, and he sat there as a good human being, and he listened attentively. Even that's enough. Yes, if you, he had the respect and regard. Bow your head, lower your eyes, sit with adab. Don't sit with your head up, looking, glaring into the Shaykh's eyes. Listen from your ears to what the Wali of Allah says, not from your mouths. And this is a very bad habit. Our students, that they look at the roof, at the ceiling, they look at the speaker. Why are you? Listen with adab. Bow your head, humility, humble, close your eyes, lower your eyes, look down, and listen from your ears so that it penetrates your heart. Otherwise, shaitan, he will make you go off track and keep on showing you the part, the face of the speaker. Okay, so will you do it like this? Yes, inshallah, lower your face and don't glare. I've told you this many times before. Anyway, so the king attended the gathering. He sat down and he thought, "Okay, let me listen to what the Sheikh Sakhti Sahib is saying. What will I hear?" And a beautiful speech that day. And the words of the Sheikh, they penetrated the heart of the king at that time. And he got up and he went to Hazrat. He said, "Hazrat, very good words of yours. I enjoyed hearing what you said. And I am the king of this land." And Hazrat Sheikh Sahib said, "Oh, very happy to see you." And he said, "I'd like to make one request," said the king. He said, "Yes." He said, "I also want to get close to Allah." Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Yeah, what a great intention and ambition. He said, "Is it?" He said, "Yes, I want to get close to Allah as well." He said, "I've got one question." The king said, he said, "Yes, tell me." Hazrat Sheikh Saab said, "Tell me, what's your question?" He said, "That when your king, when if he stands up in opposition to you and starts to compete against you, then what will you do?" "Yes." And the king, he said, "If someone opposes me and stands against me," he said, "Hazrat, I will kill him. I will beat that person, or imprison that person who is in my land and he opposes me and speaks against me, who challenges me. I will not accept." Allahu Akbar. Then Hazrat Sheikh said, "That's all there is to it. That's all you need to learn." "Yes, that Allah is the creator." He said, you've answered the question yourself. He said, you are opposing Allah. You are the king of your land. Yes, but Allah is the king of the universe. And if you want to get close to Allah, you should be grateful that Allah Ta'ala hasn't retaliated yet against you and hasn't responded to you. He said, how? He said, don't you know this? Hazrat Shaykh Sakhti Sahib said, Rahmatullah Alayh. Don't you know that you are competing against Allah? You are challenging Allah's principles. And you are assisting those who are against Allah. And you are going against Allah's will. He said, how comes this? He said, this is the way. That when the human being, if he disobeys Allah's hukam, order, which we call sin, a sin is to disobey Allah's order, then when a person sins, he's challenging Allah. He's competing against Allah. We don't know this, do we? That when a human being like me, for example, if I say to someone, do this, he says, no, I don't do this. And then he goes against what I'm telling him, then is he not challenging me? He's challenging me, isn't it? So in the same way, if Allah Ta'ala says, keep your bed, and I don't keep the bed, then I'm not challenging Allah. Allah says, pray salah, and I don't pray salah. Am I not challenging Allah? Allah Ta'ala says, that do parda, women, and they don't do parda. Are they not challenging Allah? What else is challenging Allah? These are all sins. Allah is ordering us. Allah is ordering us that leave music and singing, and leave immodesty, and leave the action of no parda, and improve your faces. Is Allah Ta'ala not giving us this hukum? Or is Allah not giving this hukum? Do we all accept this? Then why, if we don't implement this, then are we not challenging Allah? We are. So what has this been attached to? Who is our friend? Our nafs, our desires is our friend at the moment. Allahu Akbar. And the person who is the enemy of Allah, which is the nafs, that we have made our friends. And when we make friendship with those who oppose Allah, and when a person goes towards a sin, then he is standing in front of Allah and he's fighting against Allah. He's challenging Allah. He's daring that insan. Imagine. He's so bold. He's in such a worse position at that time. The Allah Ta'ala sometimes has said that in the form of him being Allah Ta'ala shown, Allah has told us in the Quran. Those people are Fir'aun. Allah Ta'ala has given us a scene here that when insan competes against Allah and disobeys Allah, then what does he become? He is becoming Fir'aun, where he disobeys Allah and challenges. He becomes Haman, Nimrud, Fir'aun. Allah has given these examples. He doesn't remain human being. Because what was Fir'aun? What mistake did he make? He made this mistake that Allah's order came, that Allah's Nabi told him something. He said, no, I'm not doing this. Wasn't it? And there was no other point, was there? This was his sin. So if Fir'aun does an action and sins, Allah made him Fir'aun and so many punishment. If I do a sin, I say, no, I'm fine. I pray salah and I do good actions. I can sin. No, remember this principle, very strong principle. That any person who follows his nafs, any individual who worships his desires, who follows his own opinions and thoughts and challenges Allah, nafs pras, in no way or form can he get close to Allah and he can never be successful. Never. A person who worships his desires can never be successful. The prime condition, the premium condition is we have to leave disobeying Allah. We have to leave challenging Allah. We have to make enemies with our nafs. Say Subhanallah. We have to make enmity with our nafs. We have to stand in opposition to our nafs. And we have to obey Allah. This we need to understand. And this is proven that the Quran, if the Quran proves with an order, if Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us something and it's proven, then how can any human being dare to stand against these orders of Allah and His Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And if a human being dares to disobey, then he is waiting. He should wait. He should be muntazir. Because where has his name been written? In the list of those who are challenging Allah. In no way can a person who worships his desires be successful in this world or thereafter. If we want to be successful in the path of Allah, what do we need to do? Disobey our nafs. We have to disobey our desires. Nafs drags us against Allah. The nafs makes a person stand against Allah. Yes? Every day happens to us. Every day. We see this, a small thing he'll start you on. No, I'm only doing it for this reason. The telephone. I'm not looking at the telephone. I just want to see the news. And he'll make you start looking at the news. And then you'll see another thing. And then he'll press the other buttons. He'll press and the nafs and the nafs and nafs. And the end will be very dangerous indeed. And he'll make you feel cool and happy. And the nafs wins at that time. Now, ibadah, he worships, whatever he does, everything. But no way will Allah accept the person who is nafs-prast, because he is doing actions of enmity against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time. Alladheena jahadu feena, Allah Ta'ala says, yes, Allah Ta'ala says, the verse of the Quran, what a great verse of the Quran this is. And the Mufassireen have said a beautiful thing here. Walladheena jahadu, those people, Allah Ta'ala says, that those people who do what they do, they work hard. they try their best in the path of Allah. So what do we think is striving? The person who reads tahajjud in the night, or keeps nafal fasts, or does a lot of ibadah, or does nafal actions voluntary. Obviously, this is also trying. This is making effort. But this of striving hard in the path of Allah, we say a person who's worshipping a lot, look how many fasts he's keeping, how many nafal fasts, how many nafal prayers, he's doing all of this. But in reality, this is not striving. Allah Ta'ala says that, they're saying that a person who fights against his desires, says Subhanallah. Subhanallah. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَأَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah says that this is mujahida, the person who fights his desires. وَجَهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ. And if a person stands firm, just like the king, I'll tell you the whole event again. The king who went to the Sheikh Sakti. So when the king heard this, he said, oh, this you've summarized to me very nicely. He said, yes, it is very short and concise, but this is the hardest thing for a person to say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So a man, he can fight everyone in the world. You can do ibadah all night long. The 30 days in, for example, a weak person like me, who worships his desires, 30 days, Allah Ta'ala says, keep hungry, thirsty, reads Quran, reads Tarawih Salah. If a man can do this 30 days in Ramadan, then tell me, how hard is it to oppose the nafs? Is it hard? No, this is not mujahidah, this is not striving, it's easy. So this is the true striving, making effort, that stand firm against your desires, stand firm against your nafs, and what the nafs is ordering you to do wrong. This is the real striving and effort in the way of Allah. And we don't want to do this. We don't feel like this. If I'm angry, I don't want to go against my anger. I want to do wrong because nafs is giving me anger. Yes? That, for example, I don't want to be merciful with my relatives, even if they're enmity with me, but I don't want to be merciful with them. The nafs has given me usool, but Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us the usool, how to be merciful. I shouldn't swear at anybody. I shouldn't be angry against people without any reason. I shouldn't oppose people without any reason. No, because nafs is telling me to do this. But this is hard for us to do. This is hard. And I've seen big so-called personalities in Hajj, in Ramadan, fighting in Haram Sharif, arguing. Yes, it's about iftari time is close. It's the last part of the fasting day, Haram Sharif. People have raised their hands for dua. And behind us, people are arguing, fighting. Oh, this is my place. This is not your place. Why? You've taken my space. And why did you take my space, you stupid person, etc. Arguing, fighting, quarreling. So all of these things. But Allah's path, who attains this? The person who opposes his desires and cools himself down. Soothes himself down. Understands where he's going wrong. Will that person become successful or not? So the king said, okay, Sheikh Sahib, I've understood today the prescription, the secret. Hazrat, you've become my peer, my sheikh. Today you have become my guide. After today, I will not follow my nafs. This is my promise. That's it. Time passed. And this is a true event. True event. He passed away, the king. The king passed away. When the king passed away, then from somewhere unannounced, a call came. These were the things in the good old days. So A call came out, an announcement, a wali of Allah has passed away, quick, come towards his janazah. In the whole country this announcement was heard, a wali of Allah has died, a wali of Allah has died, die, quickly, hasten towards his janazah, his graveyard, and you'll be forgiven. And Sheikh Sakti Sahib, rahmatullah, he led the janazah, Allahu Akbar, where he was before the zalim oppressor king, who did dhulam on people, who hanged people, who took the rights of people, who took the wealth of people. He was the king. He was rich and powerful. And what happened? But when he learned from Sheikh Sakti Sahib how to control his desires and nafs, then he became what? Wajahadu. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ جَهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. It's difficult, isn't it? Because Allah says, we shall most certainly guide them onto paths that lead to us. For behold, Allah is indeed with the doers of good. Because it's hard. Allah says, but as for those who strive hard in my cause, وَالَّذِينَ جَهَدُوا فِينَا. Allah says, but as for those who strive hard in my cause, وَالَّذِينَ جَهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Allah, but those who strive hard in my cause, Allah says, it's difficult. It is hard. But if you step forth and you come in that journey towards me and say, Allah, I won't worship my desires from today. Wajahad, Allah says, jahadu fina, it'll become very easy for you. I shall most certainly guide you onto paths that lead to me. This will be so simple for you. But first, you have to step towards Allah. You have to tread on that path and make intention. I will do this. When you make knee, Allah will do this. After today, I'm not going to shave my beard. And then take hold of the blades. I'm just giving an example. That, you know, we kept the beard like this, or I shaped it like this. I won't keep it like this. And take the step. SubhanAllah, that's so difficult is for you, like the bridge of Sirat, that's hard for me, that from today I'm not going to listen to music and singing, I'm going to get this box out of my house. It's very difficult. But when you make this intention, then after they say, this was easy for me, because Allah's help will come. وَالَّذِينَ جَهَدُوا فِينا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ. Allah says, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Not one, not subul, Allah says, سُبُلَنَا. I won't just guide you to the path. I won't just give you ease. I'll give you very easy paths. Allah says, paths, plural, to get to me. When you get scared, oh, this will happen, what will I do now? If I leave haram, how will I take rizq? How will I get anything? How will I give checks? How will I live and sustain and survive? And it's so difficult for me to do this. Today I've done this, and today if I do parda, what will people say to me? If I wear niqab, people will laugh at me. People have obstacles and barriers. But when those people start to do those actions, then they say, I don't care if the whole world is standing against me, but my deen is what I'm going to follow. I cannot leave the goodness now. I cannot do this, says the brother and sister. Why? Because Allah's words in the Quran is haq. Allah has promised. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ جَهَدُوا, you have strived hard in my cause, you accepted my call. Allah says, then I have listened to what you want and I've made the path easy for you. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ جَهَدُوا فِينا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبَلَنَا. Easy, isn't it? So my brothers, remember one thing. I remembered one thing now for my salah rectification. We follow our nafs, we worship our desires, we try, we do dhikr, we do actions, but we cannot get close to Allah through these actions, not through tasbih. No. We cannot get close to Allah through tasbih. Allah Ta'ala doesn't come near due to tasbih, not from dhikr. How do we get close to Allah? How? By opposing the desires. When your nafs stands in front of you and takes you away from Allah. Yes, what a great, solid, this is our enemy, strong enemy, the nafs. That is not a minor enemy. Who does he make enmity with? Allah. Who does he make us stand up against? Allah, our Rabb, our Creator. Can anyone imagine for a second? Fir'aun, Allah Ta'ala didn't make him a lanati person. His lash is still there. His body. What an example. That everyone who worships his desires. Allah says, if you worship your desires and you compete against me, Allah says, you challenge me or disobey me, then you are Fir'aun. And Fir'aun's example is that how I destroy him. Allah says, I made him drown in the oceans. And every man who worships his desires, he is destroyed in the oceans and the seas. When Allah Ta'ala takes the revenge on that person, Allah definitely, Allah will never forgive any Fir'aun. Any Fir'aun. No Fir'aun is forgiven ever. That's it. So this one point, Allah Ta'ala says that Nabi Al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sadqa upon us that we are in his ummah. Allah's Nabi says, his charity upon us, his mercy upon us, that Allah gives us time. Allah tells us, send us to gatherings, to dhikr, makes us say good things, that if he gets akal now and he goes on the right path, becomes a good human, this is Allah's mercy, he gives us chances. But when a person is staunch and arrogant, no, I don't want to do good deeds, I want to fight against Allah and oppose Allah, he becomes arrogant and stubborn. Every sinful man and woman, when a man or woman sins, then he's challenging Allah, she's challenging Allah. Am I right or am I wrong, my brothers? Am I right or wrong? So this is the story of life. And we should be drowning in our sweat when we are sinning. That in front of Allah I am standing, I'm making enmity with Allah, and I'm making my nafs my friend, baghairat, shameful person. What game are you playing? What game are you playing? What will be the hal of those people? What jahannam fire will Allah throw us into? Example of Fir'aun is in front of us. So we should do tawbah and repent, my brothers. We should do dua to Allah. And this is not difficult. This is not difficult. Look at this. If you want to go to London, you get the M6, or does the M1 go? Yeah, M1, you get onto the M1 motorway. Is it hard to get to London? No, it's easy. 3 hours, 3.5 hours. With enjoyment, you say easily, oh, M1, if you don't know about the M1 motorway, is there an M1 or not? Where is it? How can I get? Then will you be able to say confidently, I'll get to London in 3 hours? Will difficulties come on the way? Of course they'll come. So when Allah Ta'ala says, this is the path, the Quran, وَجَهَدُوا وَالَّذِينَ جَهَدُوا فِينَا, stand firm. And follow the Quran. Where the nafs takes you against me, Allah says, when my order comes for you to do an action, if I say Fajr, Salah, pray in Jamaat, congregation, who's saying this? Say loudly. Allah is saying this. And what does nafs say? Oh, it's okay, I can do Jamaat in the house. Allah. We can pray Salah in the house. Then what is the nafs saying to you? First, he'll make you solid on that path. With tariqah, he'll make you think, oh, it's okay, I've got Imam Abid, MashaAllah, I do dhikr, and I'm a murid, I heard that the peer makes you forgive, and your nafs is telling you this. It's okay, lie down today, it's only one namaz today. You can pray at home. And you've got a good excuse. You do many good actions, you're pious. You wear imamah, you follow the sunnah. All the sunnahs you practice. We say this, don't we? So it's okay, you don't need to pray in Jamaat. It's only one namaz today, you don't have to pray in Jamaat. And see how your nafs is taking you slowly. And you say, yeah, that's fine, it's true. So he'll make you leave Jamaat, congregation, salah, your nafs, and he'll make you stand at home in front of your bed, your mattress. And you say, oh yeah, Islam's easy. Oh, I don't need to go that far to the masjid to pray salah. And then the next day will come. And then you'll be lying down on your mattress. And the next day your nafs will say, what? Oh, it's okay, I've got time. What, I don't need to go to the masjid. It's okay, I can pray here. It was the time for going to the masjid. It's late now. And I'll pray soon when it gets late. So first the nafs will take us out of the masjid. After taking us out of the masjid, then it will finish our salah. After making us leave salah, then what will happen? What will occur? Then it will make us a person who will be an alcoholic and a person sinful. That person who prayed salah in Jamaat congregation, they'll make friendship with his nafs or her nafs, and that person will go into a very bad situation, very bad scenario. And who takes us to that bad scenario? The nafs. So here the pious elders, the walis, well, I said, how dare, if you've got a link with a sheikh, a waliullah, then the question doesn't arise. And then I'll say it again. I'll repeat again that the sheet system we have, the tazkiyah sheets, these will keep you alert. And I have to put a tick on my sheets. If I don't get involved in takbirullah, then my sheikh will realize. And then I'll lose. See, this is the control. So the nafs will tell us, oh, it's okay, you don't need to pray in the masjid. You say, no, the difference is there. The Hazrat Sahib will find out that I'm not praying. And my sheikh will know that I'm off track. So this helps, isn't it, the sheet system. So here, even out of fear of the sheikh, if you do the good deeds, Allah says, you're not afraid of your sheikh, you're afraid of Allah. Because this is my system, the sheet system. You are afraid of me. Because I am the one who sent this system to my friend. And you are afraid of me, Allah Ta'ala says. That's why I sent you to my wali, and it's Allah who's doing your salah. You were weak, so you needed somebody that who was running after you, who was calling after you. Allah Ta'ala says, look, Allah Ta'ala's hikmah, Allah's karam and mercy, that behind us, Allah Ta'ala has put guards after us. His walis, his friends, his walis, his awliya, who have good maqam, they are the guards for us. They're looking like security guards to correct us. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. So we still go against Allah, we still disobey Allah, we still reject Allah. Will we leave this path? No. So, whenever Allah Ta'ala's hukam comes to do something, in any situation, then two things clash with us. Either we stand in opposition to Allah, and our nafs will become our friend, if we accept the order of Allah, and then we'll become enemies with the nafs, and Allah will become our friend. So, it's within seconds you have to make the decision. And every second we have these conundrums and challenges, that do we want to become Allah's friend or our nafs' friend? Yes, always. If you're eating haram, saying wrong things, lying, deceiving, committing fraud, wrong signatures. Is this happening not morning and evening with us? Yes, and this is happening all the time. So is that person Fir'aun? Or is he in the party of Musa al-Islam? We have to decide. Which way do we want to go? That's it. Every second we are challenged. Every second, every moment we have a question mark hovering around us. There's a question and an exam and a challenge hovering around us. So we have to fight with our nafs. Waladina jahadu doesn't mean he's praying tahajjud or he's doing ibadat and dhikr, long list of dhikr. No. The asal, the genuine fight of ours is against our desires. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you success. Ameen.